Toastmaster, the journey of a Toastmaster, Breon Wheels.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Toastmasters. My fellow Toastmasters and honored guests, April 4th, 2009. That was the day I attended my first Toastmasters meeting. On that warm, sunny spring afternoon, that was the day I began my journey as a Toastmaster. After that meeting, I ran home and I was excited about Toastmasters. And on that night, I began working on my first speech, The Icebreaker. Preparing the speech? No problem. Rehearsing the speech? No problem. The idea of presenting a speech in front of a group of people that I don't know? Houston, we've got a problem. 2 weeks later, an hour before my first icebreaker speech, I'm sitting outside in the car, and I begin having this internal dialogue. You know that type of dialogue you have when you start second-guessing yourself? Breon, what were you thinking about? No one knows you're here. Turn the car on, and let's leave now. No, I can't leave now. I haven't even started yet. All right. I'm sitting in my car, I closed my eyes, I said a short prayer, then I went inside. 30 minutes before the beginning of the Toastmasters meeting, I went from my seat to the restroom, from the restroom to my seat, from my seat to the restroom, from the restroom to my seat. Did that a total of 5 times. I was so overwhelmed by the nervousness and the fear. My name was called. I stood up. My hands, they were filled with perspiration. My throat began closing up on me and my mouth was all dry. And I'm thinking to myself, just lick your hands, you know? But I went on to present that icebreaker speech and I did it. I received praise and admiration from the evaluator and the Toastmasters members. But I didn't like this feeling on the inside. I didn't like this feeling of nervousness and fear. And I had to do something about it. Whenever I want to learn something new, I go to the rule of three. I read at least 3 books on that specific subject. Do you know, on average, The average American reads 1/2 of 1 nonfiction book once they graduate from high school or college? And then people wonder why they don't grow. So I read books like 10 Days to More Confident Speaking, The Speaking Secrets of the Motivational Superstar, and World Class Speaking. And that led to more and more books. Every time you open your mouth and speak in front of a group of people, you are in the business of sales. We sell ideas to our children that if they apply themselves, they're going to have a better future. We sell better relationships to our spouses. We sell our vision and our goals in the workplace. So I read books like How to Win Friends and Influence People, The Soft Selling in a Hard World, and The Psychology of Persuasion, and the list goes on and on and on. Along with reading those books, I reached out to every Toastmasters club in the community. I gave speech after speech, gaining more comfort, gaining more confidence, and gaining more courage. One of the groups that I would often visit was Southern States Corporate Headquarters. They would email me every week, "Breon, we enjoyed your speeches. When are you coming back?" I went back and I eventually joined that club. And I went on to represent them in the International Speech Contest. And it's funny how I got started even thinking about an International Speech Contest. After giving my 10th speech, we were at Carrabba's. I delivered my 10th speech standing on a chair in a noisy restaurant. Once I stepped down from the chair, Michelle Roach approached me. She said, "Breon, I love your speech. It got enthusiasm, it has energy, it has everything. It has all the key components for the International Speech Contest." And I'm like, "Who, me? I don't know about that. I just want to get better at speaking. I don't know about International Speech Contest." Well, fast forward a little bit. The first contest was the area contest. Before the start of the area contest, all the contestants are having a short meet and greet. One contestant was a lawyer. One contestant was a sales manager. Another contestant was a district manager and a sales territory manager. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, all these guys here get paid to speak for a living. And here I stand, a machine operator working night shift at a cigarette manufacturing facility. Wow. But do you know what happened? I won that contest and quite a few others. Craig Valentine, the author of World Class Speaking. I spent an entire day in a hotel room being mentored and coached by him. And at the end of the day, after 12 grueling hours, he said, "Breon, I think you have what it takes to be successful in the business of speaking." Well, I don't know if that was true or maybe because I was still holding on to that $1,000 check of his. You know, that's right. Cost me $1,000 for his services. We live in a time and day now where businesses are always changing, competition is growing, and sometimes we can't ask ourselves if I can afford it. We need to ask ourselves, can I afford not to invest in myself? That's the question you have to ask yourself. All right, so back to the competition. 500,000 Toastmasters, 100,000 contestants from 25,000 clubs over 81 countries, and it has come down to the final 500 people. And I was one of them. All the books I've read, all the clubs I've visited, all the people that I've met has prepared me for this very moment, the district contest. My name was called. Step out on stage. I'm staring out into over 2,000 people. You know, that's 4,000 eyeballs out there. And I went on to deliver my speech. And I finished third in that contest. But I was a champion at heart. And when I look back and I think about Toastmasters, it is so much more than a place where we come to give speeches. It is a place where leaders are made, relationships are built, and it is a place where you can truly discover who you are. So when I think about Toastmasters, I'm thinking awesome, amazing, wonderful, powerful, marvelous. But if I could just think of one word to sum up my Toastmasters experience. Just one word. Gotta wait for it. That word would be rewarding. Rewarding. If you be a part of Toastmasters and you commit yourself, it will be such a rewarding experience for you. So just give it a try. Madam Toastmaster. Thank you. Mm-hmm.